Amid lies, we seek truth. Amid truth, we awaken. It's Leander Grace Out Loud, because your silence will not. Broadcasting live from somewhere in the desert, posting up truth like a stamp in the corner of a letter. It's Leander Grace Out Loud. Amid lies, we seek truth. Amid truth, we awaken. And once awakened, we speak truth everywhere. Now we're opening night and powering to reveal what's been hidden in plain sight. It's time for Leander Grace Out Loud, because your silence will not protect you. Oh, good evening, everybody, and a hearty hello to Lottie Dottie and every other body, and a great big shout-out to all you MAGA patriots, maybe in an aisle or two, and those on-the-road folks, of course. Give a salute out to our Space Force Rangers and welcome you to our flagship program, The Holistic Truth. It is Wednesday, July 5th. Oh, my goodness, we're already there, past the Independence Day, past the Freedom Stuff, 2023, and we continue to broadcast live from the high mountain desert as we do continue to hold a space of peace, love, and grace in solidarity with the patriots worldwide as the Great Awakening does continue to accelerate across the face of the earth. So many truths are being revealed. So much light is being shown. My goodness, what are we going to do? Our goal today, as it is every day, is to help relieve suffering through empowerment by shining our light on and getting to the holistic truth. It is a very exciting time to be alive and aware and awake and about the business of this one thing. So for those of you joining us here for the first time, we'll define this term, holistic truth. Just as holistic medicine refers to the total care of the human body through the mind, body, and spirit, holistic truth refers to the viewing, treating, and healing of the human experience through empathy, compassion, leading us ultimately to forgiveness. We'll talk about it all, folks, about the physical and the metaphysical, the scriptural and the secular, historical, hysterical, and politically mundane. And we'll be blowing up some of them little non sequiturs. Remember, too, as you listen to the broadcast or the podcast, pod people, we love you, too. Question everything. We're not part of the legacy media. Please don't take me at my word. I want you to investigate. It's not my place to convince you. We're here to spread the light. So take on only what is yours. Not everything is for everyone. Eat the watermelon and spit out the seeds. Keep close what's truth and heals, and discard what offends your spirit. Folks, we have an abbreviated program this evening. We only have 30 minutes. Father says, yes, we're going to go short, and we're going to go to the point, and we're going to talk about some of the things that people are wondering about. And I said, well, what specifically are we going to speak about? He says, well, we're going to put a capture on all this stuff, go ahead and put a summation. Usually we could go ahead and tell them everything, but, you know, it's too much, so we'll just sum up the things that have been going on the world stage and all of that. You know, last time we were on the air, we've been talking about recovering our operations. Now, Monday, we weren't able to make it on the air. It was just, you know, there was a lot of fireworks going on outside the studio. It wouldn't have been real good. And I had some other things that the Father called me away to study on and to take care of and that. So I wasn't able to, and I failed to cancel the program. And I apologize for those who were waiting for me to be on air, and I wasn't. That part, that step I missed. So we are back on the air here on Wednesday. Like I said, Father had me busy doing some things and, you know, going and doing some searching and some investigation and some stuff like that. So we're back on air and taking care of business. We're just going to do some sum up. Now, you know, we've been talking about frequencies. We've been talking about wavelengths. We've been talking about so much that's new to some and maybe old school to others, but just kind of connecting some dots and tying some ends together. Remember, too, that when we are when we're talking about scriptures, we're going to go over some revelation scriptures tonight, specifically for those of you, I know it's holistic truth, we're still going to bring scriptures on. because we have just a little bit of time to get the rest of the information out, and I wanted to go ahead and shine some light on something that may not be obvious to all. Now, there's a scripture in Revelation 18:23 that we're going to hit on pretty much. So if you have your scriptures handy and you want to open them, go ahead and feel free to turn there now, and I'll talk for a little bit to kind of preface what it is that we're going to be talking about. Now, up until now, we've been talking about genetics and, you know, not a whole lot, but a little bit. You know, the mitochondrial DNA is that is the director of light energy in the body through the ATP molecule, you know, collecting it and carrying it everywhere. And we also have reviewed on the program that the maternal mitochondria DNA is the only mitochondrial DNA that survives the flash at conception. That is the mother's mitochondrial DNA zapping the father's portion of mitochondrial DNA that came with the sperm. It comes with it. It just doesn't take hold. So the mother's mitochondrial DNA is the one that's on it. Now, we've also talked that it is the name of the father is in our physical flesh DNA. And that it is the light body or the light giver, bringer, carrier, dispenser, decider in the mitochondrial DNA. And it decides all the way back to Eve, the lineage can be traced through the mitochondrial DNA to a singular woman. So using that information as of knowledge and truth and a decode, I want to go ahead and take a look at Revelation 18:23, and I'll go ahead and just read what I have here. It says, and the light of a candle. Now remember, this is at the end of the Babylonian. It says, you know what, y'all blew it. And in fact, let me go ahead and get the whole scripture out. Father says, let's get the scripture out and give it to him in the full amount. So I will, and here we are. So we're going to start up. Revelation 18:20. Rejoice over her, thou heaven, and ye holy apostles and prophets, for God hath avenged you on her. And a mighty angel took a stone, like a great millstone, and cast it into the sea, saying, thus with violence shall the great city Babylon be thrown down, and shall be found no more at all. And the voice of harpers and musicians and pipers and trumpeters shall be heard no more at all in thee. And no craftsman of whatsoever craft he be shall be found any more in thee. And the sound of a millstone shall be heard no more at all in thee. And the light of a candle shall shine no more at all in thee. And the voice of the bridegroom and of the bride shall be no more at all in thee. And for merchants were great men of the earth, for by thy sorceries were all nations deceived. And in her was found the blood of prophets and of saints and of all that were slain upon the earth. As Revelation 18:20 through 24. Now, I stress pretty much that preposition, hello, those are important. So in thee, what is this saying in thee? Well, let's take a look at that. If we consider all that we have been considering up until this point, when we talk about where the light is and where the name of God is, the bridegroom and the bride together is the name of God. Yod, He, Vav, He is the arm that shows the hand of revelation. We must understand the decoding of the word Yod, He, Vav, He, the tetragrammaton, the hand that reveals, the arm that reveals the hand of revelation. So if we know that Yod Heh Vav Heh is written in our DNA, let's just call it our father's and mother's collective DNA, and then the mother portion gets a double portion, just like the scriptures say, a double portion, And they have also contributed to the fleshly DNA, but also the mitochondrial DNA. Can we see that this is also, when we look at the scriptures dimensionally, can we not also see that the lack of mercy and lack of grace that is being given down onto the Babylon that has fallen, is going to be destroyed. The great millstone has come down. What's going to happen? The light of a candle, which is the Holy Spirit, will no longer be found in thee. And the voice of the bridegroom and of the bride, which is what we know as Yod-Heh-Vav-Heh, will no longer be found in thee. In thee is a very operative preposition. So what we'll see is there'll come a point. Remember, God says there's marks. God's DNA is written on us. So would it not lead us to believe that there's, for those who are imposters, those who are alien, meaning non-human DNA, those who are of Nephilim, those who are of not created in by God, clones, things of that nature, we might find that they don't have Yod-Heh-Vav-Heh on their DNA. We might find that they don't have a direct link back to Eve in their mitochondrial DNA. As Babylon's fate goes out, it no longer has a writing. It no longer has a force. There's no more mercy and no more grace that is written into our very beings, into our very soul, into our very spirit. And when we invite Christ into our life, that's a renewing also of our DNA, of our coding. And then Holy Spirit is with, always with the bride and the bridegroom. So the light of the Holy Spirit won't be there. That comes from the mitochondrial DNA. I think this is a key point. I think it's something that we should look into. There's also some things to look into. There's a lot of people perpetrating a lot of different things online. And so, again, there are truths and there are half-truths out there. Make sure that if you get hold of half a truth, that you got a hold of the right half. There are deceivers running rampant. And they are capturing the attention of some of those who might regret giving their attention to other folks. So I'm just going to put that out there. And thought I was going to name some names. The Father said, no, don't name some names. You just let folks know that you're aware of it and that the Father's watching very closely and monitoring all of the avenues of access to those that he calls beloved. And that he has a keen eye and a hawk eye and a clean view of all the things that are going on around those that he calls beloved. And that if anybody is out there that wants to bring harm to anybody that the Father calls beloved, there's an F-O-F-A or F-A-F-O. Both would be true. And the Father wanted me to put that warning out. I'm not sure who that's directed to, but they said that it will be heard and understood, and that's good enough for me. Right now, folks, I just want to let you know, we got 15 minutes left in the broadcast. I do want to say this. This is a time of faith. There's high tension in the air. A lot of things are being revealed. People are waiting for more to be revealed. There's information, and there's disinformation. All kinds of things are going on. This is what we do know. We do know that the coming of the Lord is nigh. We do know that the time is at hand. We do know that the time is short. How short? The Father knows. And it can be difficult and frustrating to sit on the edge of a knife or sit there on the edge of waiting with an expectancy. And then sometimes, you know, our imagination can run wild and we imagine things that are not. So we be very, very careful to guard our vision, guard our radius. And I'm just talking about from unwarranted influences, because there's a lot of psychic attacks going on out there. The enemy thinks they got something going. And so just stay in prayer, pray without ceasing. Focus on the things that you do know. And the details that become distractions and take you off into a little path and make you doubt your faith, those are probably not little paths that you need to go, because the Father says, look at me. Keep focusing on Him. Keep looking at the Father. Keep praying through the Son. And keep asking Holy Spirit to stand guard over you and over your space so that you can stay in a prayerful attitude. Those who are doing battle, our prayers are with you. Know that you're not doing battle alone. You have a band of angels around you that are praying for you and lifting you up so that the battle does not become more fierce than you can handle. Understand that you will imagine a battle more fierce than what it is. So focus on the Father and don't go to fear, because the adversary will use that fear and twist it and increase your fear exponentially. And also stay dehydrated. There's a lot of spiritual things going on, a lot of energetic things. You guys have been watching the Schumann frequency. You've been watching the sun do what it's doing when it does what it does. And the Father's saying, I need to go ahead and draw it close. You know, we're going to draw it to a close here in a little bit. So we've been all studying a lot and going through a lot of data. And personally, I've been posting an extraordinary amount of data on my Truth Social page. A lot of information, a lot of revelation of things, a lot of way to look at things. Stay in a prayerful state. Stay focused on the Father. We know that some things are going to be busting out it's just going to burst forth like a dam. And it's all going to flow forth. We need to be ready for it. And be ready to go with the flow, so to speak, but not necessarily go with the crowd. Be willing to stand up for truth and speak the truth even when your voice shakes. We're not sure what's coming in the next. I'm not sure what's coming. The Father has me partially veiled in not being able to see things because I'm in my own little corner of a lesson right now. I feel free to share that with you. You know, I have a partial veil. That's why we're not doing readings and I'm not taking phone calls and I won't be having the chat room open, because the Father says, go ahead and let them know that I have a partial veil over me, so I can only see part of the things that are out there right now, because I need to focus specifically on the truth that the Father's bringing into my eyes. So if I don't, you know, if I'm not, don't seem as if I'm very active on social media, that doesn't mean that I'm not, but the Father says that may be coming to a different kind of a close too, so we'll see what that is in store. It's always exciting when we go to a next phase. Ooh, isn't it though? So I want to go ahead and go over with you. I just want to read something that I posted, the Father put on my heart to post. I want to go ahead and share it with you. And that is from Psalm 18. And it reads, El Elyon. El Elyon arms me with strength and makes my way perfect. He makes my feet like those of a deer and gives sure footing on high places. He trains my hands for battle so that my arms can bend the archer's bow of bronze. You have given me the shield of your salvation. Your right hand supports me. Your gentleness makes me great, and you make a wide path for me to walk on, so that my feet do not slip. I wounded them so badly that they were unable to get up. They fell under my feet. You armed me with strength for battle, and you made my opponents bow at my feet. Thank you, Father, and amen for that, and amen for that. I don't have a lot of information to put forward. The Father says, go ahead and just recap everything that we brought forth. We've recovered the recovery. The recovery is underway. The recovery is underway. We just went through another Independence Day. We got to remember the Independence Day of 2020 and all that that meant and all that that brought, and for us to ponder those things as well. Great things are going on for us behind the stage and in places that we cannot see. The Father says, let him know the hopeful part, that the enemy has fallen and soon the rest of the world will know that there is nothing that the enemy has done that is not going to be revealed. And although they're going to kick and scream and poke at some of the beloveds and try to make accusation against some of the folks that God loves best, or at least the scent. I don't know about the best part, but scent. They may try to do some stuff. We'll have to see. We know that the scriptures are true. We know that they will be, the prophecies will be fulfilled. So my suggestion to folks that are listening to The Voice, and whether you're listening live or podcast, pod people, we love you too, is to return to the scriptures and see, starting off with where I gave you here in Revelation 18:23. See what happens next. See what happens next. The Father says to keep looking up and to be ready and to pray without ceasing and to know that it won't be much longer, because keep looking up, because your redemption will be drawing nigh. I am your host, Leander Grace. I've been broadcasting live from the high mountain desert. Good Lord willing, and the creek don't rise, we'll be back here on Friday, same blog talk time, same blog talk channel. It'll be scriptures and scuttlebutts, and I'm sure that we'll have some conclusionary things to bring to you at that point. May not. I think so. The Father may decide to change my mind on that as well. We'll just see how it goes. We're going to give it all to God, knowing that He's got this. And that what we need to know will be revealed when we need to know it. And this is also according to the veil that's been over me for just a few days. We'll see how that goes. And that all will be explained also in the coming days. I know it's just it's like, well, what are you saying, Landry? Well, I'm not saying a whole lot, but I'm using a lot of words. Pray without ceasing. And rest in the comfort of the Father. And pray real big and watch what God does. And no matter what it is that comes going on the world stage, don't let the adversary turn you one against the other. Seek to understand rather than to be understood. First, seek to understand rather than to be understood. Because more often than not, if we jump too quick, we're liable to get in front of a bullet that's not intended for us. Then our feelings get hurt and we have to make apologies if we say bad things. So let's keep that in mind too. I am going to go ahead and sign off. Just going to give you a little bit of music by Michael O'Brien, reminding you guys to, as 1 Peter says, to love one another deeply. Take care of one another. I am your host, Leander Grace. And I'm reminding you to, as always, to watch for these signposts, connect these dots, find your path, live in love, and do something good. And until next time, remember, we're going to be learning to forgive. So good night. David and Sophie be blameless. David and Sophie be blameless. 4, 4, 4. So mote it be. Good night.